USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House of Representatives joins the Senate in approving legislation that would temporarily end the partial government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he hopes there's never a repeat of this situation.
I hope the experience of the last 35 days has taught us that we should never repeat this exercise of shutting down government again.
But a shutdown could occur again February 15th if a bipartisan conference committee can't come up with an agreement for border security and the president's demand for a barrier.
As Commander-in-Chief, my highest priority is the defense of our great country. We cannot surrender operational control over the nation's borders to foreign cartels, traffickers, and smugglers.
Around 800,000 federal workers missed their second paycheck this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone, arrested early Friday and appearing in federal court, says he'll fight the charges against him.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation.
Stone faces 7 counts, including witness tampering, obstruction of an official proceeding, and 5 counts of false statements. He was indicted Thursday as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling and potential collusion with Trump campaign associates. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named a former diplomatic official from the Reagan and Bush administrations to help handle the political crisis in Venezuela.
I am incredibly excited to announce today's seasoned, principled, and tough-minded foreign policy veterans are joining our State Department team. Elliot Abrams is coming aboard to lead our efforts on Venezuela.
Tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela swelled in recent days as Washington recognized the opposition leader and president of Venezuela's National Assembly as interim president. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A CNN reporter who was briefly banned from the White House has a book coming soon. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The network's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, who has frequently clashed with President Trump and members of his administration, has a book coming out on June 11th that's titled The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America. It's reportedly about the Trump White House and its relationship with the news media. The publisher, Harper Imprint of HarperCollins, says the book will include, quote, never-before-revealed stories of this White House's rejection of truth while laying out the stakes for how Trump's hostility towards facts poses an unprecedented threat to our democracy. Again, that's a quote from the publisher's statement about the Acosta book. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A meeting of the NATO-Russia Council in Brussels on Friday broke up without agreement between Moscow and the NATO's 29 member countries. Russia has said it will not comply with the February 2nd deadline to destroy a nuclear-capable missile banned under a decades-old agreement. NATO's Secretary General says NATO hopes that Russia will adhere to the treaty once again.
Russia did not indicate any willingness to change their position, but Russia still has an opportunity to come back into compliance, and we call on Russia to use that opportunity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.